CQ, 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 calling all radio amateurs and shortwave listeners. This is GB2RS, the news broadcasting service of the Radio Society of Great Britain. It comes to you as usual from G4NJH in Nottingham. You can find the text on the RSGB's own website. So, good morning. It's Sunday the 4th of October 2015. This is GB2RS News. Here are the main headlines. Exams changed on the 1st of October. Consultation for IARU Region 1 interim meeting. GB0RWC celebrates Rugby World Cup. On the 1st of October, the new UK licence rules started to be examined. Updates to the Foundation Intermediate and Advanced Training books have been published on the Extras web pages under Publications on the RSGB website. The revised exam reference data booklets and sample exam papers have also been made available on the training pages of the RSGB website. These should now be the only ones used by anyone preparing for a UK amateur radio exam. If anyone has any questions about these changes, please contact Philip M0PHI, who's chairman of the RSGB Training and Education Committee, by email tech, that's T-E-C dot chair at rsgb.org.uk. In preparation for the 2006 Region 1 interim meeting, the RSGB has reopened its IARU forums so that UK amateurs can suggest topics on matters such as operating or technical recommendations, band plans, contests and EMC. The initial phase is an open call and will be followed by further opportunities as UK papers are developed or subsequently when all meeting papers are available. There are separate discussion forums covering HF, VHF, microwave and EMC matters. It's on the RSGB pages /main/RSGB consultations/IARU consultations. I'm sure you can find it. Please ensure that initial topic suggestions are submitted by the end of October. Worked All Britain is commemorating the Rugby World Cup 2015 with a period of activity until the 31st of October. GB0RWC is being used by 9 radio clubs taking part. See the WAB website for the schedule. QSL cards are not required by WAB, but for those that require one for GB0RWC, eQSL is available. WAB would like to thank the various clubs hosting this call sign, to Colin M0DMJ for hosting the QRZ page, and to Jeff G7GJU for organising the event. At 0448 UTC on the 27th of September, an automatic bot gained access to the IOTA website database and was able to exploit a bug in the IOTA code in order to reset the password for every user on the site. There's no sign in the system logs that any data was read or that personal data was compromised. Once the IT team was aware of the issue, they immediately took the database offline for analysis and corrected the bug. User passwords are stored in a hashed format in the database, not in plain text. In accordance with best practice, however, the team would like to encourage all users of the IOTA website to change their passwords. Additionally, if you have used your IOTA password on other websites, you should also change the passwords on those sites. If you have any more questions or concern, please contact iota.online at rsgb.org.uk. The second edition of RadCom Plus is now available online to RSGB members from the RSGB website. We receive several requests to provide a version that can be downloaded and read offline, and we are thus publishing this edition in two formats: the original flip version, which also allows for a copy to be printed, and an EPUB version. Subjects covered in this second edition are a proposed reporting system using WSJT weak signal data modes, an all-signal PAL vectorscope, a high-grade remote antenna switch, and an HF multimode beacon. Issue 3 will be available in the new year. Article submissions for RADCOM and RADCOM Plus are most welcome. Email please radcom@rsgb.org.uk. The Radio Amateurs Emergency Network and RSGB formed a joint working group in 2014 to encourage a closer working relationship between the two organisations and to explore ways in which RAINET could become a single unified body. In the consultation that followed, the vast majority of responses supported a move to one organisation in the UK concentrating on emergency communications. Draft proposals to achieve this are being formulated and will be published shortly for consultation. Full information, see the RSGB notices section on the website. The RSGB convention takes place next week, the 9th to the 11th, at Kent's Hill Conference Centre, Milton Keynes. Visitors may be interested to know that the IET will be represented in the exhibitors' lounge. The IET is a professional society for the engineering and technology community with more than 150,000 members in 127 countries, and their representatives are looking forward to meeting delegates at the convention. DXCC card checking will be available courtesy of the ARRL, and the US exams will take place on the 11th. If you are interested in the US exams, please email g3zay@btinternet.com as soon as possible. Go to the RSGB site /convention for all the latest information. The Amateur Radio Observation Service, AROS, is an important role as it works behind the scenes, largely independent of the rest of the RSGB, to assist radio amateurs and others to investigate reports of license infringement and poor operating that might bring the hobby into disrepute. The service is seeking a deputy coordinator who will work closely with the coordinator to support and organise any investigation carried out by the group of observers and liaise directly with Ofcom. A good working knowledge of amateur radio is needed, along with discreet but objective approach to problem solving and issue resolution, and a track record of good interpersonal skills. Application by CV or expressions of interest should be sent to Graham Coomer, G0NBI, General Manager, via email to graham.coomer, that's C-O-O-M-B-E-R, at rsgb.org.uk, or mail, to 3 Abbey Court, Fraser Road, Prior Business Park, Bedford, MK443WH, to arrive by the 30th of November. AROS coordinator Mark Jones, G0MGX, would also welcome inquiries via AROS, A-R-O-S, at rsgb.org.uk. Due to a problem on the iTunes site, the weekly GB2RS bulletin podcast stopped being searchable on iTunes about a month ago. Subscribers to the podcast still received editions, but new subscribers couldn't find the program. Ed, DD5LP, has worked with Apple to rectify this fault now, and once again, searching GB2RS in the Apple's iTunes store will take you to the weekly RSGB amateur radio news broadcast from the UK, read by Jeremy G4NJH, that's me, and may I express my personal thanks for all his hard work to Ed DD5LP, who does so much work on this bulletin. Now for the details of rallies and events for the coming week. Today, the 4th of October, the British Vintage Wireless Society Auto Jumble takes place at the Angel Leisure Centre, Tunbridge in Kent, TN91SF. Doors open 10:30 to 4:30. See www.audiojumble.co.uk for details. Also the 4th, the Blackwood ARS Rally will be held in Rougemont School, Newport, NP28QB, Talkin, 145.550MHz, and the doors open at 10 a.m. There'll be trade stands, a car boot area, as well as bring and buy. Details from Andy, 01495 220687. The Hornsey Amateur Radio Club is holding its rally today, the 4th, at the Floral Hall, 7, the Esplanade, Hornsey, East Yorkshire, HU18 1NQ. Doors open 10 a.m, trade stands, bring and buy, as well as interest groups. Details from Rick M0CZR, 01964533712. Next weekend is the RSGB convention from the 9th to the 11th at the Kent Hall Conference Centre, Milton Keynes. I think we've just said that. The principal sponsor for the event is Martin Lynch and Son, to whom the Society would like to pass their thanks. Full details at rsgb.org/convention. On the 11th of October, the Hack Green Bunker Rally will take place at Hack Green Secret Nuclear Bunker, Nantwich, Cheshire, CW58AL. There'll be electronic equipment, amateur gear, components, military radio sets and vehicle spares. Doors open 10 a.m. Details from Lucy, 01270 623353. If you have any rally or event information you'd like to appear in future editions of GB2RS News, Radcom, or on the RSGB website, please email details to radcom@rsgb.org.uk. Special event news. Horton Le Spring ARC is running GB6HF to celebrate Horton Feast 2015. During the evening of Tuesday the 6th of October, the station will be located at the Dubmyre British Royal British Legion Club Fence Houses. DX News Now, N7QT and N7BX will operate from Manihiki Island, OC014, in the North Cook Islands until the 27th of October. The call sign will be E51MQT, and activity will be all bands 10 to 160 metres, QSL N7BX. Ulrich DL2AH will be on the air as NH0 stroke call sign from Rota Island, OC086, in the Mariana Islands, until the 16th of October, QSLs to DL2AH. A group of seven operators from Poland will activate Sugar 79SP from Mahé Island, AF024 in the Seychelles, from the 3rd to the 18th of October. They'll be on all bands 160 to 6 on SSBCW and Ritty, QSL Manager SP6, Fox X-Ray Yankee. Villy DJ7RJ will be signing 3B8 stroke call sign from Mauritius, AF049 from the 5th to the 30th of October. Villy will be active on all bands SSB and CW, and in particular top band 160 metres. The DX group will be active again from Lundy Island, IOTA EU120, from the 6th to the 13th of October as MX0LDG, operation 10 metres to 40, using SSB and Ritty, but there'll be no operation between midnight and 6 a.m. due to power restrictions. Do not send QSL cards. Request please via OQRS, www.m0urx.com/OQRS for details. Contest news. There are coinciding VHF and microwave events this weekend, running for 24 hours and ending at 1400 UTC today the 4th. The 432 megs to 248 gigs contest is where the Sirius microwavers are to be found. The exchange's signal report, serial number and locator. The IARU event also runs at the same time with the same frequency bands and exchange. Your logs will be entered into both unless you don't want them to be. The first international event of October is the SSB leg of the Oceania DX contest. It runs for 24 hours, ending at 0800 UTC on the 4th. Work Oceania, that's to say VKZL and the Pacific Islands only. Exchange a signal report and serial number 1.8 to 28 megs bands. The Work Tall Britain HF phone contest takes place for 24 hours and ends at 1200 UTC today the 4th. The exchange a signal report, serial number and WAB square. Full details www.work-all-britain.org.uk. The 21-28 megs contest takes place 0700 to 1900 UTC today the 4th. CW and SSB exchanges signal report, serial number and district. Tuesday the 144 megs UK activity contest runs 1900 to 2130 UTC using all modes. The exchanges signal report, serial number and locator. And on Wednesday, the UK EI contest club 80 meter event runs 2000 to 2100 UTC. SSB only. The exchange is the first four characters of your locator. Next weekend, 0800 UTC to 10 to the 10th. Next weekend, 0800 UTC on the 10th to 0800 UTC on the 11th is the Oceania DXCW contest. 1.8 to 28 megs bands, the exchange's signal report and serial number. Radio propagation report now compiled by G0KYA, G4BAO and G3YLA. Better autumnal HF conditions continued this week with more settled geomagnetic conditions and a healthy solar flux index that reached 131 on Thursday. However, the solar proton flux increased slightly that day, which may have caused some problems. During such an event, the Earth can be showered with high energetic solar particles when these protons arrive at Earth and enter the atmosphere over the polar regions. Enhanced ionization can be produced at altitudes below 100 kilometers. Ionization at these low altitudes can be particularly effective at absorbing HF radio signals and can render HF communications impossible throughout the polar regions. This type of event is known as a polar cap absorption event, or PCA, and paths through the North Pole may be affected. Otherwise, autumn continues to be a good time to try the upper HF bands. Data from the Chiltern Ionas sonde showed that the maximum usable frequency on Thursday rose to nearly 26 megs on 3,000 kilometre paths, so our advice is to try listening or calling on 15, 12 and even 10 metres this week to see if the bands are open. As always, solar flares, coronal mass ejections and high-speed solar wind streams may cause disrupted conditions at times. Now for the VHF and UP news. After a good week, the enhanced VHF, UHF tropo conditions, especially in the north of the country, the area of high pressure responsible for the ducting is showing signs of collapsing in the coming week as low pressure moves past northwest Britain. Models suggest there may be a chance of the high reasserting itself over the southeast of Britain later in the week, but at the time of writing it seems best conditions will be behind us this weekend. The Draconids meteor shower peaks on Thursday, so keep a lookout for a short-term improvement in meteor scatter opportunities either side of the peak. With positive moon declination all next week, we will have long moon windows for EME, extending from late night through to late afternoon the following day. Losses will increase over the week as the moon approaches apogee. And that's it from the propagation team for this week, and that's all from me also until next week. This file was originally used for reporting local news, but I don't do that anymore. You can find local news on the RSGB's own website. I do reserve this space, though, possibly for use for extra files as and when needed.